What's up, sunshine? I'm Corey Wire. This is CNN 10, and you all are good. We put another misspelling in 10-second trivia yesterday. See right there? It says implement, not correct. There's only one I in the word, and a bunch of you are paying attention. It's implement with an E in the middle, and lots of you caught it on your P's and Q's and E's, but the first person to step up was Mr. Sanger at Wisconsin Rapids Middle School. Rise up and well done. All right, let's get to our top story of the day. We start with recession fears, which have been rocking the stock market this week and causing concerns for the broader U.S. economy. The economic anxiety came on quickly because only 20 days ago, the U.S. stock market was at all-time highs, and the U.S. economy appeared to be growing at a solid pace. Thoughts of a recession were on hardly anyone's minds. But now, economists are saying the risk of a recession is rising. So what is a recession? A recession is when we see a significant decline in economic activity across multiple sectors for a prolonged period of time. The deep economic downturn is usually marked by events like mass job losses, bankruptcies, and foreclosures. As for the reason why recessions occur, they are many and varied. Some economists say the very fear of recession alone can be a driving factor, with anxious consumers spending less and maybe with nervous investors pulling financial markets down, which may explain why politicians and government officials are often reluctant to use the term. While it's too early to say if the U.S. is heading into a recession, what's causing economists to raise their concerns over a downturn is a lot of uncertainty in the U.S. economy right now. There has been growing confusion over tariffs and other fast-paced economic policy changes from President Donald Trump's administration, like federal spending cuts and mass layoffs of federal workers. That uncertainty is showing signs of a chilling effect on both the markets and the wider economy, slowing demand, investments, and even consumer spending. Our Matt Egan explains why confusion is playing a big role in the current decline in economic confidence.
This happened so fast.
Markets this morning down again.
There are flashing warning signs right now.
Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that.
The market went from all-time highs to a full-blown recession scare in the span of just 3 weeks. This sell-off has wiped more than $4 trillion in value off the S&P 500. It's another reminder of how fragile confidence can be. Confidence has been shaken, both in the economy and in the administration's agenda.
If you don't make your product in America, however, under the Trump administration, you will pay a tariff, and in some cases, a rather large one.
President Trump's chaotic trade war, where tariffs are turned on and off again in the blink of an eye, are part of the problem. Investors crave stability, not chaos. Former New York Fed President Bill Dudley tells me that a lot of this is self-inflicted.
Tariffs have two effects. One, they push up prices, and two, they push down growth. The Trump administration is making things worse by this sort of on again, off again approach. So the uncertainty level is higher than it needs to be.
Of course, it's way too early to conclude a recession is coming. The unemployment rate remains low. Jobs market continues to grow. This economy has proven very resilient in the past, withstanding supply chain chaos, $5 gas, the Fed's war on inflation, and the regional banking crisis. But this is a new test.
10-second trivia. Which European country does not border the North Sea? Great Britain, Denmark, Spain, or Germany? Answer is Spain. Great Britain, Denmark, Norway, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and France all border the North Sea, one of Europe's busiest maritime trade routes. We go to news now out of the North Sea, where a cargo ship crashed into an oil tanker transporting jet fuel for the U.S. military, igniting a fiery blaze off the coast of England. The British Coast Guard rescued all 23 crew members from the oil tanker, but one crew member of the cargo ship is missing, presumed dead by the British government. There is no explanation for the crash so far, which has maritime experts scratching their heads because of safety and navigation features commonly found on these types of ships to avoid these kinds of accidents. Our Isabel Rosales shows us why scientists are now concerned about a possible environmental disaster.
This fire burning in the North Sea is sparking fears of an environmental disaster off the coast of England. It was ignited when a cargo ship crashed into an oil tanker carrying 220,000 barrels of jet fuel for the U.S. military.
Greenpeace is extremely concerned because of the fact that a lot of different chemicals and a lot of different types of oil are involved in the incident and may ultimately cause a considerable number of problems if they're not checked and controlled.
It's not clear how much fuel has entered the sea, according to the U.S. logistics group operating the vessel.
Aviation fuel is a very thin, non-viscous type of fuel. So it tends to spread out in a very thin layer over a large surface area and evaporate fairly quickly. It's kind of like kerosene.
Although thinner than crude oil, jet fuel is still very dangerous for wildlife.
Any animals like seals or birds that are caught in that will become oil fouled. Most birds that get fouled with oil don't normally survive in very great numbers. There's also reports of dolphins and harbor porpoises in the region who are also vulnerable.
The cargo ship was carrying four empty containers that had previously contained the toxic chemical sodium cyanide, according to the vessel's owner. It's not clear at this stage what else was on board. The British government says the environmental impact is being assessed. It's not clear yet why or how the crash happened.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a scuba diver uncovering unique treasures, golf balls. Jim Best has been finding lost golf balls underwater for decades, making a business out of selling them back to golf shops. At one point in his career, Best was dredging up to 2 million golf balls per year from 65 different golf courses across the United States Eastern Seaboard. Our Don Riddell caught up to chat with Best for insight into the perks and pitfalls of the job.
The 17th hole at TPC Sawgrass is one of the most famous holes in golf. Everyone wants to play the Island Green, and almost everyone is going to lose something there. And if so, this guy will find it.
I see like too few people actually do see it, right? Underwater. And I've been working for 30 years doing this.
What led you to want to go in there?
Well, the golf balls, sir. Golf balls. 17, the bare minimum is like 70,000 balls that come out of there. It's an island green, and that whole water area has balls in it, from the tee to past the green. Everybody wants to hit that green. And as I'm watching, some guys do, but mostly it's just a challenging green.
Jim salvages golf balls from other courses in Florida too, but the 17th hole at Sawgrass is so hazardous to golfers that their watery grave is his Aladdin's cave.
This is Tiger Woods' ball from 2005. We've got Donald Trump's ball here.
Okay.
POTUS number 45. Maybe this is Tom Brady's ball.
Apart from golf balls, have you found anything else in there?
Clubs, alligators, what do you want? Where do you want to start? For a couple of years, there were some large gators in there, and that was fun. Cell phones, mainly putters.
All right, rock stars, it is shout-out time now, and this one goes to the Patriots at Patrick Henry High School in San Diego, California. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Fun fact, Patrick Henry was a founding father, a major figure in the American Revolution, famous for his speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," at the Second Virginia Convention in 1775. He then became the first and sixth governor of Virginia after independence was won from the British. The more you know. Have an awesome day, everyone. Let's do it again tomorrow, right back here on CNN 10.